When did Justice Brennan leave?
He left as of...
the same date?
Oh, no, he left as of the 1st of August, I believe it was, that year. Mm-hmm. And then he didn't leave until the end of 1972. He said, I am on August 1st, I am resigning, but I'm going to finish out the year, December 31st. So I was appointed in November, but my term would not start until December 31st or January. I'm looking at my certificate of appointment dated 1st day of January, actually 1974 was when he stayed on through 1973. And I went on January 1st, 1974. But it had been announced in November that I was to be appointed to the Supreme Court. Well, that, of course, necessitated running in November of 1974, which I went into with my eyes wide open. I knew this. And it was a kind of volatile time, because not only was I getting acquainted with a new job on the Supreme Court, but also having to start to think about running in a statewide election in November. And it was very it was a tough time, because the procedures on the Supreme Court, as far as hearing the cases and getting reports from commissioners, and it was totally different from the Court of Appeals. So I was not only learning the job, but also getting into the whole concept of keeping the job. Well, passing over that made for a very difficult 9 or 10 months there. And I then ran again in November of 1974 in the general election, and was then elected for an 8-year term, a full term on the Supreme Court. So in effect, I'd had 9 years on the Court of Appeals, quit 1 year short of my term ending. And then, as it turned out, I had a grand total of 9 years on the Supreme Court, 1 year of Brennan's term, and 8 years to which I was elected. So that added up to the fact that I had 9 years on both courts.